This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden and the First Lady will host a state dinner for combatant commanders in the state dining room. That'll be taking place at 6:30 this evening. It's also Fed Day. Central bank officials are expected to announce another rate increase at 2 p.m. Eastern. Officials say it's the fastest series of rate hikes in 40 years in an attempt to curb inflation. Texas authorities say the illegal immigrant suspected of killing five of his neighbors with an AR-15 rifle in their Cleveland, Texas home was taken into custody in Montgomery County last night, ending a days-long manhunt. 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa, a Mexican national, whom authorities named as a suspect in Friday's shootings, was taken into custody without incident. The arrest took place about 17 miles west of the murder scene. FBI Assistant Special Agent Jimmy Paul last night after the arrest.
We don't let up. We always said it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when the suspect can be caught, and we're extremely glad that today is the when.
The White House is taking a new strategy to get its judicial nominees through a tricky Senate process that has gotten even harder with the absence of Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California. President Biden today will nominate four new judges for openings on federal district courts. With Border Patrol officials announcing over 22,000 illegal immigrants entering the United States in the last few days, the Biden administration has been preparing for this expected surge for years and now has a plan. The Biden administration is launching migrant processing centers in Central and South America and deploying 1,500 additional soldiers to the border in anticipation of Title 42 pandemic ending next Thursday. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard seized a Panamanian-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz this morning, the second such capture by Tehran in under a week. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned Congress this week that a default could come as soon as June 1st if action is not taken to expand the national debt. Republicans in the House have passed a budget to slightly increase the debt ceiling and make cuts to government spending and curb inflation, spurring both parties to double down on their debt ceiling strategies. There is an epidemic of loneliness and isolation in America, according to the U.S. Surgeon General.
Dr. Vivek Murthy said a lack of human connection in the U.S. is increasing people's chances of dying early by 60%. The report cited research which showed roughly half of American adults are experiencing loneliness every single day, something that happened even before the pandemic. The Surgeon General said it is time for the U.S. to take this as seriously as initiatives addressing obesity, tobacco use, and addiction. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Garden State ranks among the best top 20 states in a U.S. News survey.
In its latest annual ranking of states, U.S. News and World Report has ranked New Jersey 19th nationwide, with a study highlighting its universities and leading technology firms. The study looked at states' health care, crime, education, and the economy. The Garden State ranked first among all states in its pre-K through 12th grade performance. It ranked in the bottom half of states in its economy, fiscal stability, and the environment. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there, along with all these interviews that we do, archive that is available to you to download, listen at your own convenience. It's absolutely free. It's no cost. You can share it with your friends and neighbors. Get it out there because, you know, our mission is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, to follow the facts, okay? In this world where there's a lot of opinions, sometimes even anonymous, you're led to believe certain things that are just beyond credulity. But as we say repeatedly on the show, you must own your own knowledge. So whatever we talk about, hopefully it spurs you on, motivates you to discover for yourself. Check it out. Don't just take my word for it. It's clearly and most important that it becomes part of you and part of your awareness at all as well. Scott Powell joins us now. He's the author of Rediscovering America, fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, and currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Hey, Scott, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well. Thanks, Bill.
Well, the article that you recently wrote was about Tucker Carlson. You said he paid the price for being powerful, likable, truth teller.
Yes, that is kind of an ironic, sad state of affairs in the media world that he would be treated as he was, but I think he's emerging stronger and bigger. He certainly has emerged as the bigger and better person than those who he worked for that fired him. And we're not sure exactly any of those details, but the assumption is that he was forced out for a number of reasons, but being a truth teller is the biggest reason.
No doubt. Truth no longer is a defense. It's an offense in this culture today. You know, we have felt that. You and I have felt it. It just goes along with the commitment to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And Tucker Carlson did that. He's paid the price. But, you know, like anything, you know, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And that is that Carlson lives another day. I just saw another offer for $100 million.
Yeah, I did.
There's going to be greater offers than that coming down the way. He is such a powerful force. And basically, this could have been the best thing that ever happened to him and conservatives.
Well, I agree. And that's why I in that article, that's why, I completed by saying, after summing up, was that the best is yet to come. He was an exceptional performance, and just as we have encores for exceptional performers, we're going to have a big encore for Tucker when he finds out what the best place for him is, what's the best platform.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, for all the money he was generating there, and he needs to have somebody that has an infrastructure and integrity to defend, you know, this type of truth-telling. And it makes you wonder, Scott. I mean, if I was working for Fox and I was left behind after this happened, I'd be looking over my shoulder. I think, wait a minute, where's the other shoe going to drop here? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, even though you got a lot of the women right now, they've got best-selling books and they're writing Bible stories and all that. It's like, wait a minute, you know, this, there seems to be some incongruity here. And the infrastructure of Fox is such, and especially in light of some outside forces like BlackRock now becoming, you know, a 15% stakeholder. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it can be a lot, especially with the big stick that they swing, you know, and they're a 15%, you know, stakeholder in Fox now. And they are not. Anything that you know about BlackRock, it doesn't give you any indication that they are constitutionally driven.
Oh, not at all. I mean, Larry Fink is a confidant of Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. They are working together to realize the so-called Klaus Schwab vision of a new world order in which there would be no more nation states, in which people would be basically reduced to being serfs. The elites would run the show. And just, you know, it isn't very clear how they'd structure all that, but just that they have that vision and they have so many people, you know, in sort of rapture to this vision, it's just incredible. And Larry Fink is a very, very powerful guy. He manages over $10 trillion of assets. His firm, BlackRock, oversees $10 trillion, and they're the ones that have helped Klaus Schwab change the way people think about investing, changing the economy. This is what socialists do. You know, the ESG model that they use is really socialism through the back door.
Exactly.
It's a transformation of the way of looking at capitalism from a you know, from the vantage point of efficiency and profitability to stakeholder capitalism, in which the investor is just one of other competing parties that the corporation needs to answer to, one being you know, the environment, the social part, and then the governance part, ESG. And it is socialism through the back door, and it will undermine the economy. There's just no doubt about that.
And there's no empirical evidence or history that would tell you otherwise, that that it is superior than capitalism, more motivating. And the thing is also is, you know, we talk about Larry Fink and BlackRock, but let's not forget the other two parts of that holy trinity, which is Vanguard and State Street. They're all part and parcel, and combined, you're talking, what, $30 trillion of assets?
Yes, it's huge. It is absolutely huge. And you know, it is absolutely remarkable that smart people could be taken in by this. And some of them, I think, haven't really taken it seriously, like so many things. They think, well, this is the political fad of the day. You know, we'll go along because we don't want to, you know, we don't want to waste our time ruffling feathers and getting into political arguments. So they just sort of cave in. But after you've caved in, it can be very hard to get out of it. So,
no, without a doubt. I mean, it's like any other.
And the ESG agenda has to be stopped.
Well, it's like any other drug dealer, right? They give you a little taste, and once they get you hooked, then what do you do? How do you get out? You're stuck. You're in Hotel California here. You're exactly right. I mean, because they have built up their infrastructure. Their model has been supported and redefined by these thoughts, and they're compelled to hold the line. If not, they're going to be walking away from it's not even millions of dollars. I mean, you're talking billions of dollars here, Scott.
Oh, absolutely. You're talking trillions of dollars. You know, the beauty of the free market system, and if I could just, you know, speak to the audience about this, is that it is consistent with the way God created us. God created us to be free, to have freedom, and to express our unique individuality freely. Not to abuse other people and take advantage of others, but to celebrate our individuality, and the different talents, when they're harnessed in the economy, produce amazing things. All of our progress has come about primarily not by following the crowd, the herd, the narratives, but really by thinking differently. And so freedom of thought and freedom of speech is absolutely essential, and this is what has led to progress and prosperity.
I was going to say true progress, not what the progressives want you to believe is progress, right?
Right.
That involves the enrichment of all concerned. Scott Powell is with us. We're going to break. It's just about 15 minutes after the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Thank you. 13 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us. Scott Powell continues as we're talking about, hey, look at America, you know, saving America, getting us back on track and looking at the hard stuff because the mainstream media has abandoned their job. They're really not speaking out. They're not doing what we need them to do in terms of being honored by a First Amendment right, amendment right for all of us to speak freely, to make sure that we understand and not misunderstand. I mean, you know, the big talk, Scott, from this regime is all about misinformation. And it's funny that the purveyors of misinformation are the ones trying to combat misinformation, but there's no restraint on their reporting, right?
No, you're absolutely right. I think it's important for everyone to understand that nobody has a monopoly on the truth, and the truth emerges through the competition of ideas. So it's absolutely paramount that we have a free the First Amendment, the freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, you know, be protected in our country. And if it is protected, the corruption and false narratives will be revealed. They will. But if we don't have freedom of speech, we have a big problem with power brokers having false narratives. Take, for instance, the Green New Deal. Mm-hmm. The Green New Deal is a false, is really a false analysis of the condition of the world. And they've created sort of a climate apocalypse religion around this, that we need to totally transform the economy so that we can get our arms around and control climate change. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And so we're cutting off fossil fuels. Fossil fuels are the most reliable and the cheapest source of energy. And they also give us freedom. If we all go electric, guess what?
Yeah.
When the power is turned off, you can't move. You can't mm-hmm. go anywhere.
Yeah, but if you don't understand what freedom is, it's kind of like, you know, I have to laugh every time they show that that clip of Kamala Harris, the vice president herself, talking about when she was a little girl and her mother asking her what she wanted most. And she goes, I want freedom. She says, freedom. And here, wait a minute. You're the vice president of the United States. And I get it. You're relating something as a child. But even the way you respond to it is like it tells me that you really have no idea what freedom is.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I've been thinking a lot as I've, you know, looked back on history and it's just remarkable how the change that's happened in our country and our culture. Mm-hmm. Freedom used to be really celebrated. It clearly was celebrated with the founding of the country. You know, we were essentially the first truly free country in human history that achieved two things. One is the government would protect people's rights, their God-given rights. And secondly, that the legitimacy of government would be determined by the people and the people's vote. The people would,
their consent,
by their vote,
yes.
The legitimacy mm-hmm. of the government would be established, right. and there would be turnover in government. That people would be voted out because the people would make choices. They'd see what worked, what didn't work, and they would vote. You know, they would vote accordingly with common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the founders knew that the average person was not going to be really knowledgeable about all the the details of economic policy or foreign policy, but that they could use their common sense to know whether those wielding power, whether their lives were improving or not. And if they weren't improving, they should vote that party out, vote those candidates out. Very simple, a very simple thing.
But unfortunately, what happened is the elites took over the system and they've right. now rigged it. And they basically have negated the consent of the governed and have rigged the system.
That's
so
right.
that they could stay in control.
That's right. That's right. And even though they're utterly corrupt and we see the corruption, they still have this. They still think they can stay in control. Well, I think, you know, God's got another plan here, Bill.
Always does. He always gets the last word, and that's what we can be grateful and hopeful for, that will be the case. So no matter what they do. Another point here, Scott, that I want to take a look at, and that is that, you know, the narrative coming from the mainstream media, again, they are the purveyors of propaganda in supporting, you know, this one party, the Democratic Party. And so they're presenting the GOP as being divided on abortion. And so here they say GOP is divided on abortion, and it's the Dems that are united for 2024 on abortion. Well, they're united on abortion for, you know, on demand. That's what they're united on. They want to kill your babies, no matter what, no matter how old or wherever they are in the process. And even in some cases, post-delivery, kill the babies. This is what the Democratic Party is saying.
But, the deeper aspect of the whole abortion issue is that it desensitizes people. And when people get desensitized, they no longer value human life.
Mm-hmm.
They lose their sense of compassion and empathy. Then what's next? Euthanasia is next.
Of course.
If the World Economic Forum has its agenda, there'll be depopulation of the world, and that'll be seen as a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eliminating people is a good thing.
Yeah.
But this is what can happen when people lose connection with God and lose connection to a sense that all life has value.
Well, it
life.
It ties into what you were talking about in terms of liberty. It's like life and liberty go together, right?
They do.
Even in our Constitution, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. I mean, they are integrated. It's hand in glove. So you can't have one without the other.
I agree. Yeah, absolutely. And so we've got to, you know, we've got to resurrect that fundamental understanding, and it's not hard to grasp. The beauty of our position is that it's really quite simple, and it's quite straightforward, and it can be understood by anyone, by the average person. Whereas most of the narratives of the left, they're convoluted, they're complex, they're inconsistent.
Well, they're emotional.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's emotional based. I mean, and so what happens, see, this is why they have to tell you to shut up and cancel you, because they're not interested in debate. They know that they cannot debate their issues, because what you referred to earlier is the truth always comes out. And this is why, you know, you and I, as seeking the truth and committed to the truth, you know, we have done this after living enough life and having enough experience in knowing that when we kick at the goads of truth and we think there's going to be another way, we learn the hard way, just like the law of gravity, right? The truth is always there. It's like the law of gravity. It's always there. It's consistent. Always will be. And if you violate it, there are consequences. And so we speak from experience, and all we're doing is warning people, look at, you know, even like the Bible says, today what stands before you is life and death. And right away, it doesn't even give you an option. It says, choose life. That's the better choice.
Yes. Yeah. Choose truth over falsehood.
Yeah. Exactly. It's all hand in glove. It all comes together. And I think the Democrats are surprised, that, you know, 67, according to the latest poll, even by NPR's measure, 67% of Americans support significant limits on abortion, while only 22% supported abortion on demand at any time in the pregnancy. And so what's happening, you've got these blue states that are going overboard and rather extreme in their stand about abortion, because it's all emotional. It doesn't make common sense. They're not even listening to the women, the people who themselves have experienced abortion for the last 50 years, and they are the ones that are sending out the warning that it's not safe, it is not rare, this is very dangerous, and here's my story.
Yeah. Yes.
And this is what's promoted, this organic response. And so now these blue states are starting to lose people, because people are going, look at, if this is the way you're going to run your state and this is what you believe in, I'm out of here. In much the same way that Dwayne Wade, I mean, you know, here in Florida, Scott, I don't know if you read about he and his family. I mean, he has a trans son, and said that my family, you know, cannot be comfortable here in Florida. Because of the predominant viewpoint. And it's not like, you know, people are vigilant and want to harm trans people. In fact, it's the other way around. We're getting more violence from trans people than we are, you know, what you would suspect. But yet, you know, people are being accused of hatred in that, right?
Yeah, it's false. I mean, Christians have compassion for all people. Christians recognize that all people...
Gotta leave it there.
This is with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. President Biden and the First Lady will host a state dinner for combatant commanders in the state dining room. That'll be taking place at 6:30 this evening. It's also Fed Day. Central bank officials are expected to announce another rate increase at 2 p.m. Eastern. Officials say it's the fastest series of rate hikes in 40 years in an attempt to curb inflation. Texas authorities say the illegal immigrant suspected of killing five of his neighbors with an AR-15 rifle in their Cleveland, Texas home was taken into custody in Montgomery County last night, ending a days-long manhunt. 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa, a Mexican national, whom authorities named as a suspect in Friday's shootings, was taken into custody without incident. The arrest took place about 17 miles west of the murder scene. FBI Assistant Special Agent Jimmy Paul last night after the arrest.
We don't let up.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We got the one and only Dr. George Barna. Yes, the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. He joins us now. Hey, George, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Good to be back with you.
Well, good to be here to talk about the first post-pandemic study that is showing us some significant changes in the religious beliefs and behaviors of U.S. adults.
Yeah, it's really interesting because normally you don't see significant changes in people's beliefs or spiritual behaviors. It's pretty much locked in once you become an adolescent or teenager. You get into a routine, you buy into it, and it rarely changes very much, if at all, the rest of your life. But what I do know from all the research I've done over the years is that change happens when people are in pain or crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And the pandemic represented that for tens of millions of people. They didn't know what to make of it. Their life routines were turned upside down. Their relationships changed. Their ideas changed. The media they were exposed to changed. So there were so many major shifts that were taking place. There were even a lot of spiritual changes. So this is an unusual period of time. And now that we've gotten through all the lockdowns and the masks and all the other nonsense, and we're kind of reestablishing a new routine, it's interesting to see how much of our spiritual lives has changed during that 3-year period.
Exactly. Well, before we get to the spiritual, let's address culturally the shift that took place, because, you know, we talk about it in terms of, you know, the direct pain and suffering that people went through, you know, post-COVID. In the truth, the nasty thing about the truth, by those that want to bend it, they cannot, they can't deny the fact that the truth is coming out, and some of these lies are being exposed, and I believe there's cultural impact, you know, in this revelation as well, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are so many changes that have taken place. If you look at the media that we paid attention to before and the media we pay attention to after, that's changed. You look at the relationships that people had before and after, that's changed. You look at the businesses that we now interact with and that we trade with, that's changed because of some of the stands that businesses have taken. How much trust or how little trust we have in government and particular government leaders has changed. Even what church people go to has changed, because there were a lot of churches that stayed open a lot, but a lot more that closed down when the government told them to close down. That's changed the way that a lot of people think about their churches, about faith, how they're being exposed to faith ideas. Major shifts have taken place all along the way.
Well, you say from the most basic of what's happening, I'd probably say within families, even in neighborhoods, friends, associations, all this has been altered because of what happened with COVID. And I think, is there, you know, I would still think, George, that maybe some people are still trying to figure this out, because, you know, this is really something that happened in such a way that you cannot be laissez-faire about it. I mean, it definitely had a direct altering effect that you could not resist.
Yeah, if we weren't divided as a nation before the pandemic, we certainly are now. And you're exactly right, Bill. I mean, people are looking at all of this and say, wait a minute. The choices there that other people are making are radically affecting my life. And so I've got to be more aggressive, more aware, better informed, and to take a stand on things that previously I didn't think I had to take a stand on. So in that sense, the post-pandemic life is a heavier life, in the sense that we've got to be more integrated into what's going on around us. We sleptwalked through a lot of what took place earlier, and now we realize when we do that, sometimes it's to our detriment.
Yeah. I mean, and people are saying, wait a minute, he lied to us. You know, whether it's Dr. Fauci, whether it's celebrities, people that we trusted, we would turn on our TVs on the weekends to watch them participate in sports or entertain us. And we're going, whoa, what happened? I mean, how could they surrender their own integrity to this government and this prevailing force to, you know, tell us something that's not true? I mean, for example, in Florida, the attorney general or the surgeon general for Florida came out and took a stand and said, we're not going to inoculate young men anymore because the percentages of them dying is through the roof. I mean, the numbers, like 84% of young men, he goes, we don't vaccinate people that don't need it. And certainly that's killing them. So the state of Florida took a stand against this. So again, this is rocking, you know, even the citizens of Florida, not to mention around the country, that are seeing, you know, they told us, hey, follow the science, look at the data. Here's the data. It doesn't comport with what Dr. Fauci and the government had to say, but it is something that you cannot deny. And in the higher interest to protect particularly young males in the state of Florida, the Surgeon General says, no, we're not participating in that.
Yeah, and I think one of the lessons that's come out of the whole pandemic period is we've got to go back to common sense.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we used to talk about this thing that we called the sniff test. You know, if it doesn't smell right, it probably isn't right. We gave that up for a long time because things were just moseying along and we were having a good time and we're in charge of our own destiny and blah, blah, blah. But now what we're being exposed to is a greater understanding of, let's say, for instance, as you're addressing, the selective research, the selective release of data, where the government will put out information that works with its spin on reality, but doesn't really comport to what's actually happening. You can do that in a culture where there's no absolute moral truth, mm-hmm. where you make up your own truth and you expect everybody else to fall in line with it. But Americans, I think, increasingly are waking up and saying, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
People are being hurt. I'm being hurt. My family's being hurt. I know that's not the case. And so the sad part is our levels of trust are consistently declining. And we don't know who, if anybody, we can trust. Unfortunately, that includes churches, mm-hmm. because churches have been guilty of a lot of that as well. What does all this come back to? Something that most Americans are loath to admit, which is that human beings are not good. We're sinners.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're in a church or in the government, you're in the local school, doesn't matter where. That's who we all are, and we've got to understand the implications, the broad, inescapable implications of that sin nature and come to grips with it.
Well, and George, as you say, it's first of all, it's so pervasive. I mean, it is allowed to permeate every aspect of our culture. And it's also, even in the face of this information that's coming out, as you say, the government puts their own spin to, you know, cover their own back ends on this sort of thing and to kind of limit, their liability, whether we're talking about pharmaceuticals or, you know, political leaders and the sort. But here it is. It's nonstop because even after that, here they are now wanting to change the genders of our young people.
Yeah, and part of the sadness of all of this is when you look at it, this is a government that's running the nation on the basis of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the litigiousness of this administration, you know, taking on everybody and anybody who doesn't fall in line immediately, you know, they're hoping that people remain so scared of lawsuits and lawyers and the courts. And I mean, in people's defense, yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Courts aren't reliable because now you have ideologues wearing robes sitting up on the bench. Rather than following the law, they're pushing ideologies. And so the whole thing has just become such a mess. But in point of fact, the bottom line is, yeah, this is what happened when man is in charge rather than God.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez, and we're back with George Barna as we're talking about this latest study. We wanted to address first the cultural impact that this post-pandemic study is revealing to us, a combination of real-life experience in terms of the cultural impact. George, the thing is that happens when we do, you know, rely on our own eyes and our own emotions, it becomes all about feelings and perceptions. The truth is rendered useless, and it's cast aside at a grave expense. And this is where we come in, you know, with the spiritual aspect, because God says that we must come to Him in spirit and in truth. That's how we can connect, and I think this is what is setting into motion this, in a sense, I call it a small revival that will grow into a greater revival as people, you know, as the pain increases, because the pain is inescapable. You know, there is pain here in River City, and it will continue to increase. And with that increase, we will find a higher level of desperation. With a higher level of desperation, you will get the response of a greater revival, I believe.
Well, I hope that's true. One of the concerns that I have is that when we look at the changes that take place after the pandemic kind of shut down, if you will, among them are the fact that now you've got fewer people who say they're deeply committed to practicing their religious faith. You know, not surprisingly, you've got fewer people going to church services, fewer people reading the Bible, fewer people acknowledging their sins and asking for God's forgiveness during the course of a week. But even among born-again Christians, I mean, we saw two incredibly dramatic changes. One was a 35 percentage point decrease in the percentage of people who were born again, not calling themselves born again, but people who say that when they die, they know they'll go to heaven only because they've confessed their sins and accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. That particular group, no matter what they call themselves, we categorize them as born again. Mm-hmm. And we found a 35-point drop among those people who said they are deeply committed to practicing their religious faith. Now, that, plus a lot of these other things that we don't have time to go into probably, are suggesting to me that as people looked for the religious community, for religious leaders, religious institutions, and religious people to be adding strength to their life when they were struggling, when they were feeling weak during the pandemic, they weren't getting it. And that's caused them to question, yeah, does faith really even matter that much? And so you see a rise in things like, you know, people saying, yeah, human life is not sacred. There really is no purpose to life. These types of issues. So I hope that we're going to reach that place of crisis in our life where we say, you know, Jesus really is the only answer. I've tried everything else. Mm-hmm. My friends have tried everything else. Nobody's getting anywhere. Let's go back to Jesus.
Is Jesus calling the church a bit? In a sense that, look, he created the institution. He's the chief executive officer of the church. And if the church fails to do and live up to its mission, it's as if he's, you know, declaring to the fig tree once again that's not producing its righteous fruit, you know, that it's useless and shouldn't be even taking up space.
Yeah, you know, and let me go back to something that you said, because that was interesting. You know, he created the institution. You know, I love you to death, but I would argue with you that Jesus didn't create any institution. What Jesus created was a family of people who he called to love each other, to behave differently with each other, to support and encourage and uplift each other. But, you know, it was interesting to me, because I've done a lot of study on this. He didn't create an organization. You know, he had friends, he had relationships, he had family, but he didn't start a competing temple. He didn't start the local church as we know it today. Mm-hmm. What he did, you know, he said, you know, obey my principles, love one another, produce fruit, love me more than anything else. Be willing to submit to my agenda, surrender everything you own. Those are the marks of a disciple. But he never said, you know, and you must belong to this synagogue, this church, this group, this anything. And so I think, you know, today maybe we've gotten in this mindset of looking at this huge culture that we have where we are run by institutions, government institutions, educational institutions, business institutions, religious institutions, you know, all these different types, and we wait for them to lead us. And I think we've lost sight of the fact that you said, no, this is you and me, you and me. And so let's go back to the basic principles. I'm going to give you the strength through the Holy Spirit that I'm going to embed within you. And if you will allow that Spirit to guide you, you will be successful. You won't be successful when you rise to a position in the institution. Yeah. You won't be successful when the institution gives you an award for something you accomplished. You'll be successful when you recognize you're a sinner, you are broken of your sin, and you're willing to surrender everything to be my follower.
George, I agree with you, because what I have studied in terms of institutions, these are man-made, and they get corrupt quite quickly. Because then it becomes about the institution and not the mission, not the purpose. And Jesus was clear that we were to take the gospel message to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world. That is our mission. And along the way, and I think maybe we've misinterpreted in thinking that Jesus was talking about, these religious entities that were against him to begin with. You know, as even my son here recently, he said to me, Dad, I hate religion. I said, well, so did Jesus. You know, so you're in good company.
But
I think that maybe we have, in our own human terms, have interpreted, these church buildings to be what you know, what Jesus wanted us to do somehow, that somehow we had to, you know, we had to create our own little towers of Babel. And I don't mean to be, you know, sacrilegious about it, but in a sense, we set up our own things, to your point. And in the process, we end up compromising the mission, and we think, okay, that all things God are supposed to remain in, you know, somehow within four walls. When that wasn't it at all, Jesus didn't say, hey, create a building, right? Or create denominations.
Yeah, and that's one of the interesting things about the pandemic to me, is that so many millions of Christians in America have been waiting for the local church to lead, to provide something for them that gives them direction and strength, etc. And yet, that's not happening. Why not? Because that's really not what they can do. You know, it's up to each of us to recognize God wants to use me. He wants to work through me. Yes, he wants me to work in cooperation with other believers. Yes, he wants me to have unity with other believers. But he gave me a calling. He gave me gifts and skills and resources, experiences, relationships, all kinds of things, so that I am a spiritual warrior ready to go out and do God's bidding on the spiritual battlefield of America. I don't need a local, I don't need, you know, orders, marching orders from a local church. If I wait for that, I may wind up sitting in my bedroom the rest of my life. Yeah. You know, it's up to me to have that deep relationship with God that's so intense and so has such a sense of urgency, but also intimacy, that I know who he made me to be, I know why he made me, and I know what he's calling me to do, and I love him enough, and I trust him enough, that I'm willing to go and do it. And I'd love for it to be through my local church, I'd love for my local church to bless it, be part of it, but I can't wait for that organization to figure out how to make everybody inside the walls happy. The war is taking place outside the walls.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And there needs to be that sense of urgency right now as the time draweth nigh, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, you look at what's happening with America spiritually. You look at the choices that we're making as a nation. And sometimes it's just the choice to be passive. Jesus had so many incredible qualities. One of them was that he was the most loving guy on earth, but he was not passive.
No,
he took action. He said what needed to be said. He did what needed to be done. And, you know, it wasn't always something that made people feel warm and fuzzy, but it was the right thing to do. That's our leader. That's our model.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, people, you know, based on our conversation right now, may be challenged by what you shared. But I believe that is the gospel message, is that we are to, you know, take it upon ourselves, put it on our own shoulders and go make that happen instead of waiting, you know, for the church. Because how many, you go to a church, how many church meetings do you got to have before you even get to the pastor to be able to even share your idea? Whereas in the meantime, you know, people are being lost.
Yeah, you know, and it kind of reminds me of that old saying. I think it goes, you know, that Jesus came to, you know, conflict the comforted, the comfortable, and to comfort the conflicted, you know, that type of thing. It's like he's not here just to make us happy, make us feel good. You know, that's not why we exist. If we're ready to serve the Lord, we have to understand that, yeah, we are going to help some people to feel comforted. But a lot of times we're going to stir the pot as well, just like Jesus did.
Amen. George Barna, talking about the new study. It's the first post-pandemic study that found significant changes in religious beliefs and behaviors of U.S. adults. George Barna, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you. God bless.
You too, Bill. Thanks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.